By the grace of God, I fell just beyond reach of the hound's leash, the brute tearing against its chain to be at me. Then Cassie screamed, the colt banged, somebody howled, and the door flew open. Cassie came out at a blind run, making for the thicket that bordered the river. I went high-stepping after her for all I was worth, expecting a bullet at every stride. I burst through the thicket, with Cassie well ahead, and my getaway scuppered. The stupid bitch could have held him longer than 2 seconds, you'd have thought. It was not near dark enough for concealment, and she was running for dear life along the bank, eastwards. I pounded after her, at my wit's end over where we were going to run to. Could we hide? No, my God, the dogs! The same thought must have been in Cassie's mind, for as I heard the din of shouting rise behind me, she leapt with a despairing cry down the bank to the water's edge. No, I bawled, not the ice, we'll drown! But she never heeded. There was a narrow strip of brown water between her and the nearest flow, and she cleared it like a hunter, slipping and falling, but scrambling up and clambering over the hummocks beyond. Oh, Christ, thinks I, she's mad. But then I looked behind, and they were running down from the tavern. I raced down the bank and jumped. My feet flew from under me on the ice, and I came down with a sickening crash. I staggered up, plunging over the mass of frozen cakes locked like a great raft ahead of me, and saw Cassie leap onto a level flow beyond. I leapt after her and slithered and slipped 30 yards across the flow. Beyond it were great rough cakes bucking in the current, but so close together we could scramble across them. Cassie, 20 yards ahead. Then, behind me came the crack of a shot, and glancing back I saw our pursuers taking to the ice in our wake. God, it was a nightmare! Fear sent me skipping and stumbling over the pack, babbling prayers and curses, sprawling on the ice, cutting my hands and knees to shreds, and staggering up to follow her dark figure over the floes. All round, the ice was grinding and groaning fearfully. It surged beneath our feet, cracking and tilting, and then I saw her stumble. She was sobbing and shrieking, and 2 more shots came banging behind and whistled above us in the dusk. As I overtook her, she managed to regain her feet. Her dress was in shreds, her hands dark with blood, her hair trailing like a witch's. But she went reeling on, jumping another channel and staggering across the rugged flow beyond. The yelping of the dogs was closer as I jumped. A gun banged. A frightful pain tore through my buttock, and I pitched onto the ice. Cassie screamed. A man's voice sounded in a distant roar of triumph, and I felt blood coursing warm down my leg. And for some idiot reason, I had a vision of a tombstone bearing the legend, "Here lies Harry Flashman, late 11th Hussars, shot in the arse while crossing the Ohio River."